There's a lot going on, a lot to see, a lot to hear, a lot to process all at once, on stage at the Doris Duke Theater at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett this weekend, where Chalk and Soot by Dance Higginbottom and musical ensemble Brooklyn Rider is having its world premiere performance. With five dancers from Dance Higginbottom, a libretto based on poetry by the artist Vasily Kandinsky and sung on and off stage by Shara Worden of My Brightest Diamond, with a new live score by composer Colin Jacobson, who also performs on violin as a member of the string quartet Brooklyn Rider, who are also drafted into the movement, with everyone fully costumed and lit, and with the whole thing staged by John Higginbottom, who won this year's Jacob's Pillow Award, a huge critical and monetary honor given out each year to a dance figure judged to be on the cutting edge of the art. The overall effect is one of a paradigm-shifting contemporary chamber opera with dance, and a dizzying and delightful one at that. None of these elements or personnel is wasted either. They're not just there for the heck of it. Higginbottom doesn't just have the musicians sit in a corner in a circle and tuxes and tails out of the action. They become an essential part of the action and staging. The same goes for vocalist Shara Worden, who nearly steals the show. Her spectral presence and stark, almost not human voice gives the piece its overall flavor and focus. I don't want to give too much away because part of the delight of the show is to sit back and let it all wash over you, the new arrangements and interactions. Higginbottom's lithe dancers are characters as much as bodies that move, and they appear variously as players in a summer pageant or ritual or animated cartoon characters. Unifying it all is Colin Jacobson's score, at times abstract and astringent, other times pulsing and percussive. That it all came together in this work called Chalk and Soot, performed on the intimate Doris Duke stage, is a tribute to Jacob's Pillow, which co-commissioned the work, to the creators and artists who refused to color within the lines, and by audiences who hunger for sights and sounds that are new and fresh, that entertain while not merely entertaining, and that at times can puzzle and even infuriate. Speaking of puzzling and infuriating, one of my favorites, the Bang on a Can Summer Music Festival at Mass Mocha in North Adams, concludes with the annual 6-hour Bang on a Can Summer Marathon Extravaganza. I dare you to go to the whole thing. It's great. This year's marathon concert includes special guest Steve Reich, the avatar of minimalism, presenting two new interpretations of melodies by Radiohead, and percussionist Glenn Kochi of Wilco, as well as the Bang on a Can All-Stars and the fellows from the Bang on a Can Summer Institute. It's also your last chance this weekend to catch the run of Sam Shepard's modern classic Fool for Love playing at Williamstown Theater Festival today and tomorrow. First and foremost, the play reminds us that Sam Shepard is one of the greatest living American playwrights. And Fool for Love is one of his best, a kind of post-1960s update of Tennessee Williams, rewritten by Samuel Beckett, an American legend played out in an anonymous motel room somewhere in the West. Tony Award winner Nina Arianda, who shocked Broadway in her stunning performance in Venus and Furs, practically steals the show, all lithe and long-limbed, and with hidden powers in reserve, facing up against movie star Sam Rockwell. They fight, they make up, they fight again, and you get the feeling that Arianda could easily get the better of Rockwell if they really went mano a mano. As always at WTF, the set, sound, and overall production is superb. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.